Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source.
Welcome back, everyone. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. Another hour of outdoors headed your way. We have a lot of calls, and we'll get to them in a moment. But first of all, a lot of self-crass promotion. Visit O'NeillOutside.com, whereby you can purchase my book, People and Places Along the Way. You can go to my website and I will personalize the book for you and you can buy it right there, or you can visit amazon.com, O'Neill Outside. You can buy the book there. You can watch O'Neill Outside television on a multitude of networks all over the country, the video on demand networks, the Fox Sports networks, and on ad nauseum. So it's nice to be talking about outdoors for the next hour, and so to replace politics. Have you had enough of that? I certainly have, but that's the way this country runs. We got to put up with it. So the telephone numbers, if you'd like to join us, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. Again, 404-872-0750. 872-0750 in the Atlanta, Georgia area, or outside and across the country, 800-972-8255. It's 7 minutes after the hour. We have the radio prize package coming up in a few minutes, and then we will also have the very finest feature on the program, that being the Medal of Honor tribute. So maybe you should stick around next hour. Maybe you can get something for it other than rhetoric from O'Neill. We have tips from the Quality Deer Management Association. Today is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Did you know that? I'll bet if you'll go to the Georgia Department of Natural Resources or the Department of Natural Resources in whatever state you live, you will be able to locate plenty of places to visit today, wildlife management areas, places where you can learn how to hunt and fish and entertain your children and educate them about the outdoors. It will last a lifetime. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world on WSB and the SB Nation. And we'll be back.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans.
Okay, it's 12 after the hour. We have a lot of calls. We want to get to every one of them. But first of all, I'm obligated and so proud to tell you that Real Tree Radio is brought to you by Real Tree, by Tough Shed, Stripling's General Store, Whitetail Institute, Arctic Ice. Once you use that, you won't use ice any longer. CVA Muzzleloaders, the Furminator, the Food Plot Equipment, Quality Deer Management Association, Fisher's Choice Baits, Snellville Heating and Air, Appalachian Gun, and a new sponsor is Thiessen, spelled T-H-I-E-S-S-E-N, Thiessen.com, and you can buy your camo direct, and it's Realtree Edge. Okay, 12 after the hour, let's get to the calls. Don has been holding on for quite a while. Let's talk to Don, and this is O'Neill. Don, welcome to the radio show. Welcome. Hello, Don. I guess we don't have Don. Do we? Maybe Don went back to sleep. I'll be back to sleep myself pretty soon. I can't get Don on the radio, so let's just let Don go. And now we'll talk to Wade from Bowling Green, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Good morning, Wade. What do you say?
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing, buddy?
Outstanding. How about you?
Good job speaking there. Yeah. Is it hot enough for you, buddy?
I'm telling you, it's about this time of the year. I'm about done with summertime.
I'm ready for the fall. We had one cool day the other day. I opened up all the windows. It was 58 degrees.
Oh.
At 5 o'clock in the morning and 92 by 11.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's one of those times. We'll get over it.
Yeah, it's too hot setting the tree for me.
Yeah. People will ask me. I was in and around Jasper yesterday and got recognized and people introducing themselves, and they all want to know if I've started deer hunting. And the answer is no, I have not. It's too hot.
No, the mosquitoes are too bad, too.
Yeah, you bet. Well, they never bothered me. I've never been stung by a mosquito.
Well, you done something right.
I don't know. Maybe I just smell bad. I don't know.
I say garlic keep them off of you. But
oh, yeah.
I got friends that smoke cigarettes that won't buy them. I don't smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And they eat me. They love me. I was going to say, yes, we clean the siding on the house with a spraying of bleach and solution on it. And it was scrubbed right there with a pressure washer. About 10 minutes, I told Gary, I got to go for a minute. I come in, got the rubbing alcohol, put it on paper towel, rub it on my legs.
Oh, my goodness.
I had four bites on my left leg.
Oh, well. They eat when we're Gail and I finish the day about 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and we sit on the porch, and she has to wrap up and wear long sleeves, or else they'll get her too. They don't bother me. So how about that? That's too bad. They got them in Kentucky, huh?
Oh, they look like hummingbirds.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you called, my good friend. It's 15 after the hour. You have a great weekend here.
Put me on hold on this.
All right, I'll put you back on hold, pal.
Appreciate it, buddy. You have a good week.
You too. There you go. All right, here's our here's always a relatively intelligent report from Mac. From Mac is calling on O'Neill. Welcome, Mac. What do you say?
Let's before we go any further, let's define relative here.
Okay.
Relatively intelligent. It's too early to think about that. How you
That's
doing,
exactly.
Buddy?
Exactly.
We got a good report. Fishing's been good.
Oh, good.
The lake's turning over and it's changed. We're definitely seeing a lot of change. You know, it's that time of year. Turnover's kicking in. Mm-hmm. But this has never been October, late September and October have never been my favorite times of year. So going into that, it looks like fishing's, I would say, better than normal. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, we'll take that as an encouragement. The problem that I see right now, if you're going to the lake this morning, you need to be ready to do a lot of different things because the fish are really scattering out.
Mm-hmm.
Different patterns, and mostly talking about stripers now.
Yes.
Still, you can catch some fish using your old summer patterns. Downlines are still good. There's still a good trolling bite. You've got some shallow fish that you didn't have in the summer. I think that's the biggest difference. And we got schooling fish that are incredibly sporadic, but be prepared. You may see them anywhere at any time. Have something tied on ready to go for those because it's happening often enough. You need to factor that in your game plan.
All right, let me ask you a question about that. On the schooling fish that pop up, they're on the surface. What do you use to cast to them?
This is going to surprise most people because everybody's going to expect me to say topwater, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really like to throw a subsurface lure, and my favorite would probably be a bucktail.
Me too.
And, yeah, I'll tell you why. For one, if you go out, you've seen this, we've all seen this, they have a really nasty habit of coming up about 10 feet further than you can cast.
Right.
That bucktail, as opposed to something that's lighter, gives me that extra 10 feet, particularly if I got wind. It punch a hole in the wind, it'll go.
You betcha.
I like the single hook. I think I get a better percentage of strikes to hookups. And in my case, when I'm guiding and these fish come up, it's usually a pretty short window of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
With the jig, I can get the hook out, get the fish back in the water, and get the jig back in the water, hopefully quick enough to get the second or third bite.
You bet. I wonder whether or not mashing the barb down would make any difference.
I think it does.
I do too.
It does. I think that's a threefold answer to that question. For one, I think you can actually set the hook better without the barb.
I do too.
Now you got a smaller diameter hook to drive through his lip.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, once we get it in there, you got to be diligent about keeping your line tight because it comes out really, really easy.
Oh, yeah.
But if you keep pressure on the fish, it probably holds him. And then we can get him back up to the boat. We can unhook him much more easily, much more quickly, mm-hmm. and get it back in the water. So, yeah, I think a barbless hook, once you get used to the concept that's there, you got to really keep your line tight. You got to really pay right. attention to that.
Well, I'll comment that when and I'm going back to Canada next summer, and in Ontario, you have to use barbless hooks. It's the law.
Right.
And I don't think I ever lost a single fish because I was using a barbless hook.
No, it's up to the angler. Once you get used to it and you get that mindset, you won't. You
know, yeah, we're all, I think so too.
Yeah, with a barb, you can be a little sloppier maybe.
You bet.
You let that fish have a little bit of slack.
I've been known to do that. Well, all right, fishing's good. I'm glad to hear it. And you presented answers to questions that I've been thinking about, and it was a relatively good report.
I thought it was a relatively intelligent conversation. As good as you can have this hour of the morning. How about that?
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, pal.
All right, O'Neill. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
You bet. See you soon. There we go. All right, let's see. What it's 19 and a half after the hour. I've got time to talk to this guy. I believe he's been owned the longest. Well, my goodness, here's Blair Wiggins calling O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing this morning, brother?
All right, mighty fine. I want you to know, and I only got about a minute and a half, but I will tell you the experience that you and I had with cranking the engine 20 years ago is the one of the most and after when I come back from this break, after the subject of your call, I'm going to tell that story.
Cool, man. That's a good story, man.
Yes, it was.
I remember that. I remember that one like it was yesterday.
You betcha. What's going on with you, Blair?
Well, we're trying to get our Indian River Lagoon system back down here under control and get the water cleaned back up so we can get our seagrasses and our big redfish back and our mm-hmm. snook and trout and everything else that we've lost over the years and our water pollution down here. You remember back in the 90s, all the clam boats down here, how we had to weave in and out of them. They basically took our clam population down to a point of non-sustainability, which we still got clams, but there's not enough out there to make the magic happen. So my project is to reseed the Indian River and part of Mosquito Lagoon with clams to help filter out all the water. Since we have no tide flow here whatsoever, they just came and they decimated our clam bed. So, and that was our only filtration system. So that's my big project I got going on October 5th. We got a big fundraiser downtown Coco. And I just want to say, anybody listening out there that wants to come, say you heard me on O'Neill, and I'll give you a ticket to get in.
Hey, that's a good idea. There you go.
Man, I appreciate you letting me on here, O'Neill. Man, we had so many good times out there in that river, and I want everybody to be able to experience
it. Tell me, I got 8 seconds. Tell me the name of your television show and where you can see it. Hurry.
Addictive Fishing Discovery Channel starting in January. We're on Sun Sports right now, actually Fox Sports Sun down here in Florida, and Facebook Indian River Clam Restoration Fund.
Thanks, Blair. See you soon, pal.
You know what we got going. Thank
you. Bet. This is O'Neill. I'll be back. 25 after the hour, you're listening to O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. on the SB Nation Radio Network and WSB. That's 95.5 WSB. And around the country, 7:50 a.m. on your dial. I hope they don't mind my saying that. So we've got the radio prize package coming up. But first of all, before we do that, let's talk to Black. I haven't heard from this fellow in quite a while. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, O'Neill. I've been in and out of the hospital, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Listen, this is not pertaining to deer. Down here, well, I guess they're everywhere, is these armadillos.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me ask you something, whether you know it or not. Do they carry leprosy?
They do not.
Okay, good.
That's an old wives' tale. They do not.
Okay. Well, listen, how's the wife?
She's just fine. She's just lazy, not getting up in the morning to do the show. That's all. She's upstairs asleep.
Anyway, you know, me and you supposed to get together and go fishing. I just got out of the hospital. I was in the hospital 6 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm back on the road to recovery. I said, I got to get back with O'Neill. I got that hat.
Oh, you did? Good.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Well, so, nobody's making fun of you because of that hat, huh?
No, let me ask you something right quick.
Okay.
I may have asked you, do you and Gail have children?
Yes, we have two daughters. My oldest daughter is Amy. She's 51 years old. And Allison, our youngest daughter, is 47 years old. And they both live locally. And we have grandchildren. And, yes, it was always my desire to have to not transfer all over the country and have my children grow up with their grandparents close by and have the grandparents grow old with their grandchildren nearby. I think the family unit is very important.
Oh, Neil, it all starts at home, my friend.
You betcha. Well put.
Listen, I hadn't been hunting in quite a while. What's the limit on deer now?
12.
12?
Yeah.
Okay, old Neil. I won't take no more of your time, but I'm going to start listening to you again, my friend.
Mighty fine. Good to hear your voice.
And tell Gail hello for me. God bless
you. I will do that. Thanks for calling, my good friend. There you go. All right, now let's, before we get to the other calls, we need to get the radio prize package out there. Here are the rules for the radio prize package. You have to be 18 years old. Your first answer is the only one you get to make. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. If you're on the call screen right now, you cannot answer the question. And here is the radio prize list. A Bojangles $10 gift card, Swaggerty's Farm gift voucher, which you can use at the grocery store, a Whitetail Institute DVD about planting food plots, an Angler magazine, two cans of Fisher's Choice baits, a Thunder Chicken from Captain Martin Noble, that's a casting float, a Thoroughgood Boots hat, Arctic Ice Freezer Pack. You ever use Arctic Ice, you won't buy ice again. A selection of True Turn Tackle, a gift card for a full week of range activity free at Appalachian Gun in Jasper. And I think that's it. And the question is, we have a new sponsor of the radio show whereby you can order your Realtree Extra Camo directly from the manufacturer. What is the name of that new sponsor? Ooh, boy. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Right now, let's talk to Jim, and he's calling from Monroe, Georgia. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Professor O'Neill. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I'm glad you called. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to know if you've ever had the experience of seeing what a tractor and a trailer and a vehicle looks like by improper tying it down on the trailer.
No.
You don't want to.
Oh, I'll bet not.
Passed a guy that was on I-20. I don't know where he was going last week.
Uh-huh.
And he lost the tractor, he lost the trailer, and he turned over the truck, rolled it and the trailer about four or five times.
Oh, boy.
And I can tell you, as we were coming by, I asked the state patrol, he looked at my tractor right quick, I had tied down. He says, "You use the four-point tie-down, don't you?" I said, "With the ratcheting ratchets, yes."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Glad you do. You see this?" I said, "I've seen it before where people even go down the road, scares me to death. When I get around them and I see that they don't have any chains on it at all, I start backing off."
Oh, boy. That's scary. I have never seen an accident of that nature and don't want to.
No, sir. You sure heavens don't. I mean, all I saw was the after effects, but I can only imagine. I didn't. They said that the driver didn't make it, and I wouldn't have thought he would have.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding. Oh.
No. But other than that, that's about it. We're going down and going to try it. I know that it's mighty dry, and we tore it up about a week ago, and we're going down now to do one more plowing, and we start putting the seed in, and we crossing our fingers that our Father in heaven will pass us some rain, please.
Yeah.
And let us have some for the growth.
It rained up here last night, and it was sweet.
I bet the air smells so much
better. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
I mean, there's just something about a fresh rain, especially if you've cut the grass. I mean, you just can't beat
that's exactly right. I can't help it. Here's an interesting fact. Ready?
Yes, sir.
There is no more water on Earth right now than there was during the formation of the planet. We will never have any more fresh water than we do right now.
That's correct.
Think about it. Where are you going to get some? You know what I mean?
Well, it's just like property.
Yeah.
Professor, it ain't more growing, and if it was, you wouldn't have any place to put it.
That's exactly right. That's it. We have all the water we're going to have ever. And just that's kind of scary, but one of these days, maybe when you call, we'll discuss how we manage that. I mean, we don't have anything to do with it, but the planet.
You know, I like that idea. I would be intrigued to mm-hmm. discuss that and listen to what you have to pass on to us students.
Okay, I will tell you the following, then I got to go. If you take a pitcher of water and take it out and pour it on your lawn, it will take 10,000 years for that to be used up in the clouds and in the water table so that it is usable again.
Whoa.
Most of it will evaporate up into the clouds, and then it will rain.
Right.
Some of it will seep down into the earth and go to the water table. But you can't destroy it. It's there forever.
Thank goodness. One last thing.
Go.
This will be my 61st year of hunting. I started hunting when I was 8 years old.
Wonderful. Good for you. I know you're looking forward to the season.
And you always make it more enjoyable each and every year. I don't know how you do it, Professor, but you do.
You're very, very kind, and thanks for calling, sir. I hope to hear from you next week.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Good luck. See you soon. There we are. And we'll try to drop that call right there if I can. And do we have, we've got the prize pack answer right now. It's 34 after the hour, and I think I have time to do that. So the question was, who is my new sponsor on the show whereby you can order your camo, your Realtree camo, directly? And so let's talk to Brandon. He's calling from Marietta, Georgia. Good morning, Brandon. You're on the air.
Hey, O'Neill. How are you?
Good. And what's the answer to my question, sir?
Beeson.
Yes, indeed. How did you know that?
I just caught it right before as I was driving up to my deer stand. So.
Okay, that website where you can go and look at all the products and order directly from Beeson starts on October the 1st. And that way I've already received a shipment, and it's first quality merchandise. And I'm glad you got the answer. Did we get your information from you, Brandon, already?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay. Thank you for participating in the program. Give us about a week, and we'll send all that to you.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Neil.
Mighty fine. Good deal. I'm glad you took the time to call. It worked out just fine. Okay, it's 35 after the hour. I've got another minute here. Let's see if we can chat just for a minute with Chuck, calling from Stockbridge, Georgia. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing this blessed day?
Lovely. Lovely.
Heading to the deer stand. Just wanted to listen to your show, and I wanted to give you a shout. I'm seeing on Facebook and some other places where they're talking about deer disease coming out of the Midwest heading to the East.
Yes.
I think it's a tuberculosis or a TB, a deer TB. Do we have any reports of that here in Georgia?
Not to my knowledge, not in my reading about that. Most of the time that occurred during or dressing out of the deer.
Okay. That's when they get infected? No. Hello?
to.
Did we lose you?
No, well, not quite.
There you go.
Chuck, that you are correct, and we're going to talk about it more in a few minutes. I got to go right now, pal. Good luck to you today. This is O'Neill, and I'll be back. Okay, this is time for the Medal of Honor tribute. And I'm going to do my best to get through this one without any emotional breakup. This is tough. Ready? Edward Dahlgren, France, 2nd Lieutenant, U.S. Army, 1945. Edward led the 3rd Platoon to the rescue of a similar unit which had been surrounded in a German counterattack. As he advanced along a street, he observed several Germans crossing a field about 100 yards away. Running in through a barn, he took up a position in a window and he killed all 6 Germans. His platoon then moved forward through intermittent sniper fire and made contact with the besieged Americans he was there to rescue. When the 2 platoons had reorganized, he continued to advance along the street until he drew fire from an enemy-held house. In the face of machine, pistol, and rifle fire, he ran toward the building, threw a grenade through the door, and blasted his way inside. All 8 Germans surrendered. In the next house, he killed 2 more in that building. After reorganizing his unit, he advanced to the next house by a window and trapped Germans in the cellar, where he tossed grenades, wounding several and forcing 10 more to surrender. On another street, he heard German voices in a house. He attacked with rifle grenades and drove them into the cellar of the house. Sergeant Dahlgren entered the building, kicked open the cellar door, and, firing several bursts down the stairway, he called for the trapped Germans to surrender. After that day activity, 36 German soldiers had surrendered, and he had killed 8. The bold leadership and magnificent courage displayed by Sergeant Dahlgren and his heroic attacks were in a large part measure responsible for repulsing an enemy counterattack and saving an American platoon from danger. Edward Dahlgren, France, 1945. He died in 2006. 404-872-0758-100. 972-8255. It's 43 after the hour, 5:43 Eastern Time. I appreciate you listening to the program this morning. I hope it's not been too scattered for you. And I want to jump back in here for the next few minutes and talk about some more tips, if you will, or instruction that I have received as being a member of the Quality Deer Management Association. The more you know about the whitetail deer, the more successful you potentially are in your hunts. And I'm saying that you will see more deer, view more deer, you'll understand more about the whitetail deer, your hunts will be more successful if you never pull the trigger at all. So, here are a couple of things. Most hunters today have an idea about quality deer management practices. That's good. But you don't have to have 1,000 acres to do that. It's a fact that some white-tailed deer families, bucks and does and fawns, live their entire lives in 90 acres. So if you have leased or own a small tract, you can be effective with Quality Deer Management Association practices. Now, many hunters think, through advertising, that if you add minerals and so on to the food plots and to the bait stations and things of that nature, that you will grow bigger deer, that they will have larger antlers. Okay? That is not correct. You will have size of the antlers have to do with the age and heritage of the white-tailed deer, not whether he has a salt block or a mineral deposit. If you want to improve the quality of the white-tailed deer on your track, whether it's small or large, the best thing to do is let them live long. A 5.5-year-old deer is much more likely to have a trophy rack, if that's what you're looking for, than a 2.5-year-old white-tailed deer. Okay, here's something that's interesting. Just like humans, deer sleep on a daily basis. I slept 5 hours last night and absolutely feel wonderful. Usually it's about 1.5 hours. I feel better today. Can you tell? I'm talking like mad. So, however, whitetails sleep on short bursts, if you will, or bouts. They alternate between dozing and full alert. They can sleep with their eyes open or closed, and they can sleep with their head up and ears cupped and be alert. Now, which brings up O'Neill's opinion. Do you think you can sneak up on a deer, on a white-tailed deer, if he's bedded down in some high grass or sage or bedded down in the thick brush? Do you think you can sneak up on a white-tailed deer? No, you can't. If he doesn't jump and exit immediately, I'm telling you the likelihood is that he knew you were there all the time and he was hoping you would just walk by. Contrary to popular belief that some of you may have read in magazines and so forth and learned otherwise, the fawn does have scent. Have you ever read about that? That a white-tailed fawn doesn't have scent? That's a foolish thing to even fathom. They have a scent, and that's how the mother recognizes them. And, regretfully sometimes, while we have a coyote population, that's how they're located, by scent. Fawns. Now, twin fawns sometimes aren't twins. Research shows that 25% of twin fawns have different fathers. That doe is getting around, okay? And here's something not from Quality Deer Management Association, but from O'Neill that may answer a question for you. You've been looking at, you've been in the stand, you've been in the blind, and you're seeing, ooh, quite a nice buck, but you hadn't had that opportunity yet for that good shot, that killer shot, rifle, bow, or whatever. But you're seeing this guy on a regular basis. Ooh, the last 2 or 3 times you've seen him. Then the next 3 times that you've been, you haven't seen him at all. Is he dead? Did somebody else shoot him? Has he taken a trip and not come back? Maybe not. Because once the buck finds a doe in estrus, he will, who's receptive to him, he will kind of corral her and encourage her to go into the deep brush and deep into the forest. And he will stay 4 to 48 hours. He doesn't go to the food plot. He doesn't go to look for other does. He doesn't do any traveling. She is there with him, and he is with her 24 hours a day, sometimes for a complete day, sometimes as much as 2 days. So if you haven't seen your deer, your pet, the one you've been hunting, and you haven't seen him in a couple of trips, don't despair. He may still be there. Now, I was going to tell a story and I forgot what it was. Oh, Blair Wiggins called earlier, and I want to tell you, I've got time for this, I want to tell you about a little story. And it all my stories are outdoor stories. Blair used to be, he's a fabulous television show host, and he's been on Addictive Fishing now for probably 15 years. Does an outstanding job, very well produced, and he's an outstanding fisherman. He used to be a guide in East Florida, near Cocoa and that territory. I don't remember exactly where we went. So Travis and my brother-in-law and I were meeting Blair for a trip early in the dark one morning. Blair's already got his boat in the water. We're going to go red fishing. And the knucklehead dropped his keys in the water, the boat keys. And he could rewire and kind of advance the spark a little bit, and the engine would idle, but it wouldn't rev up. So we, after about a half an hour of trying to get the engine started, you know, things happen. We said, hey, appreciate the opportunity. Glad you tried so hard, but didn't work. So my brother-in-law and Travis and I pile back in my truck, and we're headed back to the hotel. Motel. Well, Blair was driving a Toyota truck at the time. That's what he was pulling the boat with. So we're about less than a mile away. I look behind me, and here's Blair pulling his boat trailer, flashing the lights on and off. We stop, we get back to the dock, and his Toyota key operated the ignition on the boat. We had a wonderful day of fishing. We caught a couple of fish in the 30-pound range, and we had fish on all day, and it was a wonderful adventure because Blair Wiggins tried his Toyota ignition key in the boat, and it worked. See what I mean? Outdoor stories. There you are. Okay, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. It's been a very informative show today, hasn't it? Scary. It really is. But we have a few more minutes to go after the upcoming break. And I can tell you again, ad nauseum, you can watch O'Neill Outside Television if you locate it. Much of the show is like this radio program. After it's over, if you'll stick with it, not from me, but from my guest, you may learn something or be reminded of something. This is O'Neill. We'll be back. We've got one more call, then we've got to get out of here. Let's get to it right away. And that's calling George from Madison, Georgia. Good morning, George. What do you have?
Good morning to you.
What do you say?
Having a good. Hey, I was reading an article in the QDMA on the computer the other day about baiting and deers coming to feeders. Very interesting. And talking about your chance of seeing a mature buck on a feeder in daylight hours is very low.
Correct.
Your chances were better seeing a buck different trails, crossing scrapes, than you would at the feeder. Most time would see the feeders, yearling bucks and does and fawns.
That is correct. So, you are right. The herd buck is very rarely ever taken over during daylight hours at a corn feeder.
Yeah, it's a real interesting article in showing percentages and you know that they do visit would be post rut after dark.
Yes.
So, yeah, everybody thinks that you can dump a pile of corn out, get Mr. Old Mossy Horns to come up here and let him get shot. He's smarter than we think.
Yeah,
he is,
you are, you know? Correct.
But anyway, good speaking with you. I just want to mention that because a lot of people's got a false sense of success that they have since they legalized this baiting, you know, especially in the northern zone. So,
George, so much of the things that we think we know about white-tailed deer, stripers, bass, whatever the case might be, that's just campfire stories.
You're right on that.
It's campfire stories. You learn about wildlife via the experience and the education through conservation organizations. Good luck to you, pal. Catch you next week. You bet. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. And if you're too busy to go fishing, you're too busy. I promise. Give it a try. You'll be happy.
The whole day through,
the whole day,
just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
News,
weather,
traffic, 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.